I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we catch up with the state qualifiers from the Knoxville Boys Track and Field Squad. And we're talking to Caden Smith, who is qualified for three events at state track and field meet. Caden, which again, congratulations. What's it feel like, three events going up at the Blue Oval?
That feels pretty good. I know last year I only made it in one, and I didn't do too good on high jump at districts, so it was kind of a revenge season for me, and to get three in, that felt pretty good.
What was the competition like at state qualifier? Coach said there'd be strong kids in some events, some not so. You know, what was your events? How's the competition?
Yeah, I think our district for high jump was probably the best in 3A because I got third there, and I'm seeded fourth at state. So I'd say that was pretty good. But, our shuttle was good. We had Clear Creek, who was first in 3A, and then highs, we had Kobe and Tay Seals, who was second in 3A. So, yeah, we had good competition.
What's that been like running with Kobe in the high hurdles? I mean, kind of, you know, maybe pulling you along with what he does.
I love it and I hate it at the same time. I mean, it's good to see him win, but, I mean, it is my cousin, so, I mean, there's a little rivalry, but he usually gets me.
All right. Best luck to you at state.
Thank you.
Kobe Higginbotham, congratulations on your events. Let's talk about that high hurdles. You just keep setting records all the time now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a lot of fun doing it, so I guess I might as well just keep doing it.
What's that like having cousin Caden running with you? You know, kind of maybe a little bit of a rivalry there.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of fun. I love having him to push me because his starts are sometimes better than me, so it helps me a little bit get out of the blocks a little faster. And yeah, overall it's just I love having him there with me and doing it makes everything 100 times more fun.
Talk about the 400 hurdles. I have an amount of respect for anyone who can do that race and do it well. What possessed you to do that event?
I mean, I guess I have the hurdle form down and everything. I'm solid at 400, so Keller's like, we'll see what you can do in the 400 hurdles. And he did that a few years ago, and a few years ago I wasn't very good, but I've gotten stronger, I've grown, and yeah, I'm starting to do pretty decent at those.
Expectations in the 110 highs. You're one of the ones that could be up there on the top of the podium.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's really nerve-wracking. Feels like I kind of have everything to lose here because, I mean, I'm seated first right now. I have to go out there, run my race. I know the guy right behind me he's really, really good too, so yeah, I just have to go out there, do the best I can, and see what can happen.
Best luck to you.
Thank you.
Cale Irving, congratulations. Third straight year you're at state, and the second straight you've automatically qualified. How's that feel?
It feels pretty good. It just started running in the off season more this last year, and that really helped me.
How key was that to think, okay, I'm good at this. I can get better, too, if I can, put into work a little bit.
You always need to stay motivated, and everyone can always get better, and I just had to keep telling myself, like, my goal was to break two, and I finally did that at districts. That's been my goal since I was a sophomore. I finally did it, so.
How was the competition down there with the teams that you don't see very often?
Yeah, I was the three seed in the 800. There was two kids that had already went sub two, and so that really motivated me. I was a little tired from just running the four, but I just had to push myself and try and stay in at least second, and then I didn't have to worry about what I ran for time.
Realistically, what's a end game for you up at Drake Stadium?
I would really like to break the school record, and hopefully that can get me in the top five.
Best luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Grant, congratulations. Let's talk about your events. What do you think of, you've seen the competition so far up at Drake Stadium?
Well, I'm in shuttle, and I think the group of guys we have, we're doing pretty good, and I think that we can compete with a lot of these guys that we're going to be running against.
You've got probably one of the two better hurdlers in that event right there with you. What's that like to have Kobe and Caden on your team to kind of set the pace for you?
Yeah, that definitely helps. It starts me off good and finishes good, so it just pushes me to do better every single day.
What are you going to think? Because a lot of these guys have been up there, and I know you've probably been there to watch and do some things. Is there going to be a wow factor for you guys, or we know we've been there, let's just do our thing?
I think it'll definitely be cool, but I think that we're there for a reason, and just focus on the running.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Yusuf Gully, congratulations. It's got to feel good to be going up to state.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. And, yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, it's my first time going to state in all my years of track. So, yeah, or besides middle school, I guess. So, yeah, no, it feels pretty good.
So one of your first years, like this is your first year running for Knoxville. What has that been like to run for a program that's very well known to get events up at state?
I mean, it feels pretty good. Yeah, it's my first year, and, you know, I miss my junior year and coming out here with Coach Keller. He's been putting me to work ever since the beginning of the season. We've had some hard practices. And, yeah, I mean, we run against some pretty tough competition, and so it feels pretty good to be up there in the rankings for long jump and you know, be able to compete in the 200 at state too.
Let's talk about that long jump. I was here during the Panther relays, and I was trying to take pictures of you, but you kept jumping out of the frame of the camera. Where did you get that height?
Yeah, no, I mean, I wish I could tell you, man. I mean, I got like a 40-inch vertical almost, 39. So, that helps with long jump for sure. And then I'm pretty fast, so you already know that gives you a real big boost with that vertical. So
the 200 and the high jump, what are your expectations up there at the stadium?
Long jump, I'm hoping to win, hopefully. I'm the second seed. I'm like sixth in the state, and second in two-way. And then the 200, I'm 21st. From the district time I ran, but I know I could definitely run faster with no wind or anything like that. But I'm hoping to win long jump or expecting to win long jump. And, you know, I'm just hoping to compete in the 200 and maybe just get my name in there a little bit.
All right, best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that was the state qualifiers from the Knoxville Boys Track and Field Squad. More of today's Lely Radio Sports Page is next on KNIA KRLS.